welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, I don't know if Doc Bill got you all excited and ready to eat something made from apples or have a little bit of barbecue, but I know I'm ready. But, you know, when you go on these vacations, you have to have somewhere to stay. You know, someplace to put all of your things and get everything settled before you head out and do all these great adventures and have all that tasty, yummy food. Now, one of the places where I stayed was the Mountain Inn and Suites, and it's located right off the expressway. You are close and convenient to everything. It's easily accessible to all of the destinations and everything that you want to do. And it includes that continental breakfast. You know, Doc Bill will love that. So, hey, check it out. If you're going to Hendersonville, that is a great place for you to stay. But I will tell you, though, that one of the things I like about going to places like Hendersonville is staying in a B&B. And one of the ones that I had a chance to visit was the 1898 Waverly Inn. Owners Mike and Tracy Burnett offered breakfast for us, and I took them up on it because I wanted to have a chance to go and see that B&B, see what was inside. But I also had a chance to really sit down and talk to him, because I always love to talk to these B&B owners because they really are really cool people. When you stay with them, they take great care of you. They give you all of the information on things to see, things to do, directions, and you have someone looking out for you while you're there, especially if you're traveling solo. So it's a great idea to check out those B&Bs. Now, when I talk with Mike, I ask him a couple of things because this is a historic B&B. So I ask him about the history of the inn.
Yeah, so as the name suggests, the inn was founded and built in 1898. It was founded by Maggie Anderson, who inherited some money from her uncle who recently passed away and had a home across the street. And they sold the home and with the proceeds bought the property the inn is on now. So she had the inn over 40 years. She ran it with her mother initially. After her mother passed, she brought her sister, Bessie Egerton, into town. And so initially it was run by women starting back from 1898. So the history of the inn is has always had female ownership, even now with my wife Tracy and I. So very, very interesting history, and going back to 1898, it's great to hear that women were buying property and starting their own businesses here in Hendersonville.
Yeah, because I think most of us think that women were not allowed to own businesses and even buy property. So that is an amazing history.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because my wife used to work at a camp, and it was built around the same time. And when it was also owned by a woman in Waynesville, North Carolina, and to buy the property, they had to get a telegram from her husband who was away to approve it, and she couldn't approve it on her own. So it was an interesting time, but it's great to be part of an inn that had rich early tradition and continued tradition of female participation.
And it sounds like there was some men also too who were pretty progressively thinking as well around that time, so that was good.
Yeah, it must have been, absolutely.
Now, that's a really fascinating history. But I also asked him, how did he and his wife get into the B&B business?
It was kind of on a whim. We, Tracy and I, had lived in Charleston years ago in our 20s and always thought, hey, how could we own one of these nice big homes south of Broad in Charleston? And we always said, hey, we could start a B&B. But the idea never you know, planted the seed then, but we never watered the seed. And that was in our 20s. We're now in our late 40s. And it was kind of a whim that last fall I was on a website and found a B&B for sale in Asheville, and got me thinking, and primarily looked in Asheville initially, but came over to Hendersonville and saw we had so much going on in Hendersonville. And this inn is just an amazing property. It's close to downtown. It's a large inn. It's got 15 rooms. So from an ownership perspective, it may seem, wow, that's a lot of work. But the other great thing about having a large inn is that you can also afford to bring in a staff to help out. So that takes a lot of the burden off of us.
So 15 rooms. So tell me a little bit about then the rooms. So each room has its own bath, and are they queen size beds, king size beds? Just tell me a little bit about the experience of staying here at the Waverly Inn.
Sure. It's all en suite. So every room has its own bathroom. The rooms all have their own different character, And we have, we start with queen rooms, and then we have king rooms, and then we have a few family rooms that have multiple beds. And then we also have a master suite that has two rooms and with a king bed and then two twins, so it's great for families. The bathrooms vary. Some have walk-in showers only. Some have clawfoot tubs with shower. Others might have a traditional bathtub with shower.